All right, so here we go. Back in Matthew chapter 10, beginning now at verse 37, which is where we left off. Remember verse 36, we read, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Verse 37 through verse 42, the last verses of this chapter. The Lord Jesus still instructing his 12 disciples. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. The overall message there that I want you to get, I'm not saying this, that this is the main message in there. For the purposes of our conversation, what we've been discussing the past few Sundays, Wednesdays, I want you to get that suffering is part of the equation. The Lord Jesus was instructing his disciples. In fact, let me begin. I just read to you Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 42. And remember, verse 5 said, these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. And through verse 42, he instructed them. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 reads, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. All of Matthew chapter 10 was addressed to Jesus' 12 disciples, all but one of whom would be faithful to him to the end. Oh, yeah, they would sin from time to time. They would make some errors here and there, but they would follow him even to the death. Remember, I shared with you that the Apostle Peter, even though at one point when Jesus was going to that cross, Peter disowned him. Peter, again, re-owned him. And he reconnected with his Lord Jesus. And I mentioned to you the fact that as his persecutors persecuted him literally to death, they decided that they would hang him on the cross. And Peter said, you know what? I am not worthy to die the same way my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died. So since you're going to crucify me upside down. They granted his request, nailed him to that cross, stuck that cross into the ground upside down. All this blood rushing to his head, all the other discomfort. That's how he died. Faithful. And the main point that I'm wanting us to get out of this chapter is that Jesus made it clear to his people that they will suffer. Now, listen to this. This is critical. Again, he gave them instructions, and I shared with you that some of the things he told them were only temporary. For instance, do not go among the Gentiles. That was a temporary instruction. As I mentioned to you, sometime later, Peter was sent by the Spirit of God to a Gentile named Cornelius. That was only temporary. But some of the instructions that were given, and there were others that were temporary as well, but some of those instructions that were given were timeless. When we begin this discussion the next time, we're going to talk about some of those timeless instructions. Timeless in the sense that they apply to all of God's people everywhere for all time. So be on the listen out as we resume this. Coming up, more Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.